Rural Focus.
So I'm right now to catch in with WA Farmers Vice President, WA Sheep Producer. We need an introduction, the one, the only, Steve Maguire. Good morning there to you, mate.
Good morning, Troy, and to you.
The government's phase-out panel given an impossible task, so you say. They probably do have an impossible task, but great to see WA sheep farmers and everybody else get to these panel meetings, mate.
Yeah, look, the response of industry has been very impressive. Mm. You know, we commentary about how there wasn't an Australian producer on that board, which, you know, I've publicly come out and said that my name was put forward, but they considered there was too much of a conflict of interest, but I think we're all adults and we can deal with conflicts of interest. But yeah, so fortunately, I think the industry's responded so well that the panel's been left in no uncertain terms about the size and the scale of ramifications of this decision, if it goes ahead. There's so much for them to deal with. The answers aren't there. I said to them at the meeting at Katanning that I knew this because I was asked about this panel back in November. I know that this has been formed. I've spoken to people from processing, spoken to wool buyers, been on live export ships, spoken to other growers, and I've thought about what we could do to try and reduce the impact, and I've really got not much. Other than trying to get the abattoirs up to speed a bit, with a bit more capacity, there's no obvious, to me, answer to how we can help this issue.
So you were asked, so what did you say no?
I was asked and said I was willing to follow the brief, and the brief was not about whether the live export should come or go, but whether how to transition out of it, and I was prepared to be in there, sort of putting the West Australian farming industry's, sheep industry's case as to, you know, try and get the best outcome, but the government decided that there was too much of a conflict of interest, and I was made pretty clear to me pretty early on that it wasn't going to get on, which is fine by them. I just think it's all a bit childish, though. I mean, if you want to get people on panels that have ability and knowledge, you're always going to have conflict of interest, and you can always manage those interests. People just declare their interest. Yeah, everyone on the panel knows that. You move on.
But surely it would have been better to have somebody with your experience to be on that panel.
Yes, well, they're going to be looking at a lot of submissions with a lot of information in them, and to have someone on the inside to be able to say, well, that to explain what various things mean and the value of those things, I'm sure would make it a lot easier. They've been given a very tight time frame. They have to report by September, I think it is, and straight away the chairman was saying they needed more time, and I would have thought having someone in the panel on the panel with that background probably would have helped speed things up again. But as I said, you know, the industry has responded so well and given them so much information that hopefully that's going to work out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a new report out has found that a lot of Australians now have growing confidence in the livestock export industry, including its animal welfare standards.
Yes, well, the whole issue has come back to the reports that came out about 7 years ago, these economic reports done by Animals Australia that suggested that you could close the industry down, it would have almost no effect on the sheep industry in Western Australia. Sorry, if you close down live export.
Yeah.
And that's become, especially in the eastern states, it's become a belief that, and it's been pushed by Animals Australia and Animal Activist Group, that the industry isn't necessary, that it doesn't actually do that much. And I think when people get told that's not true, that's a lie. I'll just say it straight out, that's been a lie. And we have been shown to be correct that when we said that's wrong. The ramifications are already affecting us. And then people realise actually it is going to have a big effect, a really big effect. Then people realise that maybe we shouldn't be doing this.
What are you hearing from sheep producers around WA now, mate?
Well, fortunately, we had a bit of rain down our way. That's made things look a bit brighter. Yeah. But no, the price of sheep is just frustration. Yeah. I mean, they can't move sheep. You know, we've reduced our sheep flock quite significantly. The guys are left running sheep now, very professional.
Yeah.
You know, our land marketing percentages are really increasing in WA. Western Australian farmers are very, very good at what they do. We're producing good sheep, we're producing a lot of sheep, and then all of a sudden we run into a roadblock where we just can't get these sheep off the farm and get them processed or sold. So, frustration. It was interesting at the meeting, like I went to the Katanning meeting with the live export panel. To me, the frustration in the room was palpable. People were just sitting there saying, you know, why are we being thrown under the bus just to satisfy some votes in the eastern states, you know? And it's fair enough. And people are just frustrated. They say, you know, why are we doing this to us? Yeah. There's no good, it's stupid. There is no good reason to do this. But it's just politics, and we know that. Well, it's not fair.
The federal government came out saying some sort of social licence, which isn't even a policy, is it?
I mean, who decides what social
That's
license
right, yeah.
is? What are the parameters that we've got to meet to get our social license? They can't articulate that. So it's just a convenient term that's brought out by activists to sort of try and say that the public doesn't agree with what you're doing. But but as these polls show, unfortunately, the public is not well informed, because we've got to remember we're the most urbanised country in the world, just about, and most people have never even met a farmer these days. So they've got no idea what we do and how we do it. And once you explain to them and show them what it does, they get it and understand it. And that's a role for advocacy organisations like WA Farmers. But, you know, we have very limited resources. We don't have a lot of members. We don't have a lot of money. We're flat out doing the jobs we've got already. So the farmers all need to pull together and show that, you know, stand up for our organisation, stand up for industries.
So this panel pretty much is a farce, mate?
No, there's some good people on that panel. No doubt about that. Philip Gly's experience with Murray-Darling Basin, which is, well, can't really say what that is on your way on here. It's a disaster, really. And Warren Snowden, who's a former member for the Northern Territory, only left Labor member, only left politics 6 months ago. He's pretty switched on character. Mm. So there's good people on there. It's just that they've been given, I think, an impossible brief, just about. I mean, the government, you know, if that panel turned around to the government and said, well, we just don't think you can do this, that'd be great, but it's pretty clearly not within their brief to do that. So, yeah, they've been given the poison chalice, as I said. They've been given something to do, which I don't think is going to come up with much that's really of a great deal of value. But,
are you surprised that the Federal Minister, Murray Watt, hasn't come back over to WA to speak with sheep producers, WA farmers, the PGA, the Livestock Collective, all those going forward?
Not really. Our President John Hassell was in Canberra recently and fronted him and his trade, one of the trade ministers as well, and said, explain it, and they just trotted out the same old line. Personally, the decision's not being made by him. It's further up the chain. It's the Albanese government that's running this, and I'm not sure how much say he even has in it. It's someone very senior in the government's pushing this, and it's pretty simple. It's a simple equation. When people say to me, is there a future here? I say, well, it's a simple equation. The government values votes in inner city Melbourne and Sydney more than they vote than they value the West Australian sheep industry. At some point, we need to change that equation. We need to make the cost of doing what they're going to do, the amount of skin they're going to lose, what they're going to do is going to be more than those votes are worth. So that's what it basically comes down to.
Well, Les, mate, you were just saying that the panel advising on the phasing of the live sheep exports have just been given, unfortunately, an impossible task.
Yes, I think so. But we'll keep fighting the fight. People just need to understand there's actually a fair bit going on behind the scenes, not just publicly.
Yep.
So we're up for the fight in this one, that's for sure.
All right. How are things at WA Farmers, mate?
Yeah, good. Good. Yeah, no, we're poking on pretty well. Ag Connect, which is the young ones, had their day last Friday, which of course you hosted, emceed, and I thought that was quite a good day.
Yeah.
It was good to see so many young people still passionate about the agriculture industry. That's always, for someone like myself, quite a fillip, I think, to get out there and keep doing what we're doing.
Mate, as always, nice to see you there on Friday. Keep up the good fight, mate. We'll speak again soon.
Oh, thank you very much, Phil.
WA Farmers Vice President, WA Sheep Producer, Steve Maguire on Rural Focus this morning.